and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
And what do you do? Go ahead, show us what you do.
It's the Anna and Raven Inter-Office Talent Show. Who will be the best on Star 99.9?
You're not just the girl to be, you're the person to be.
Raven and I love to compete against each other for who we think can be the best at something. And joining us in the studio this morning, it's Maxwell McGee. He's a voiceover actor and expert. And we're going to see who can be the better voiceover star.
All right, Maxwell.
Maxwell, so I know you do a lot of, like, wacky voices
and
all that.
In a studio where a guy walks in.
What kind of voices do you do?
A lot of variety stuff. You know, I do commercials, animated series, video games. So they really vary, you know, from voice to voice. Some are high-pitched, some are low-pitched, so...
I mean, this is the greatest job ever. Mm-hmm. Let's face it. Like, people, like, they listen to the show and they hear people on the radio and they think that that's fun. The most fun is Maxwell can roll over out of bed, walk into his studio, start recording stuff, and start getting paid.
Right.
Like,
true.
I mean, and it's big money when the stuff hits. It's really, really good.
Maxwell, I've been dying to hear the different voices you can do. I know you're going to be the voice of a new animated cartoon, right?
I am, yes.
What is it?
It's Jack. So he's this kind of like a nerdy tech guru who's in love with the main character, Kate, which, you know, we all know a Jack in the real world.
Mm-hmm.
So his voice is along the lines of, oh no, Kate, I am not judging, really. Can I get you a matcha? How are the babies?
Always needy, always willing to do whatever for her, and she just walks on him.
Yeah, pretty much.
I can tell. I get all that from his voice.
Yeah,
it's good acting.
You have to have like a wide range. So let's be Russian. Be a Russian.
Russia.
Yeah.
All right. You might think with a voice like this, I might go into a bar and order a vodka straight up. But that's not true. I'm more of an Appletini kind of man.
Oh.
That's how I like my Russians.
Drinking Appletinis?
Right.
Yeah.
Relaxed.
And how about like a traditional announcer
voice?
Like what people
bears.
Think we're supposed to sound like.
No, announcer voice? All right.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll do like a countdown announcer that you hear in video games a lot.
Okay.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Yeah. See, Raven and I can do this, but the question is who can do it better?
Right.
So tomorrow...
That's what we need to know.
Yeah, we're going to pick 3 movies for each other, and then we're going to have you vote over which one we should create trailers for, and then Maxwell will be back on Wednesday to vote who's the best. But what tips do you have for us when creating these, like, movie trailer voices and things like that?
Right.
All right, so I got tips for both of you guys. Anna, I want you to kind of, when you're doing the read, imagine you're a queen talking in a castle,
like a nice echo. That's how I always talk.
I was going to say.
That's how I am. Right.
Use a lot of gravity to the way you speak. Try to sound powerful and strong, not deep and gravelly, though. That'll be Raven's job.
Okay.
So make sure to avoid sounding too high-pitched, but if you are lower your pitch too much, it'll sound bad. If you hit that sweet spot between a low and a high, it'll be much easier to sound powerful. It'll come out smoother.
Let me just ask for clarification.
What is gravity with your voice? Give me that.
Gravity with your voice is like in a world. So power. A lot of power.
I see. Yeah. Right.
So,
reach in there.
Yeah.
So but don't just talk low like that.
Yeah.
Right.
In a world.
Okay.
Yes. Very good.
World.
So I got some directions for Raven now.
You're taking over all this.
Sorry.
All right? I also get some instruction. Thank you very much.
All right. So Raven, do not try to sound too deep and gravelly as it can sound cheesy and you could actually strain your voice if you try to do it
too much.
See that?
I can't injure this.
But this
I got to protect these pipes, Anna.
But Maxwell, that's his natural voice.
Right. So his natural voice, don't try to make it too much more gravelly than it already is.
Right.
Use the power that you already have.
Okay.
But speak lower in your register. don't go out of your vocal range.
Okay.
Because your natural speaking voice, you kind of have to also hit that sweet spot between high and low.
I'm trying to do it right now.
There we go. Really much more complicated than we thought
world.
It was going
to be. Yeah, it takes a couple of years to learn a lot of these different voices and techniques. It's a technique they like to call chest resonance, where you're trying to take advantage of all the bass that you have in your voice.
I feel like I should have my shirt off once he said chest resonance.
No, not at all. All right. Maxwell, we'll see you back on Wednesday.
In a world with no shirts.
And you judge who you think is better. Sound good?
Looking forward to it.
A lot of back hair.
Oh, God.